dark shadows, love lives on. Stokes smirked, finding the conversation fascinating. Looking down at what the woman was holding, his interest turned to annoyance. "Madam, the item's in that box." "Madam," the woman said with a flourish. "How funny you should call me Madam." She handed the professor the box. "Allow me to introduce myself. I am Madam Janet Findlay, psychic medium." Stokes' eyebrows shot up and his forehead wrinkled. "Professor Timothy Elliot Stokes."
And there it was. Previously obscured by the shadows, sitting in the chair was a small, wooden, ventriloquist doll. To my horror, its head began to slowly pivot towards me, its eyes slowly opening, its mouth slowly opening. "Please, don't stand on my account, Mr. Stiles," said the doll. "My name is Houchet, Edgar Houchet."
She drops the pile of photographs onto the bar. It's more than just his eyes. It's more than just his face that's blurred. As if the photo had somehow tried to wipe the man she loves from its frame, smudging him away like a mistake that should never have been printed. The face that looks up at her from where the face of Willie Loomis should be, the face of her old husband, Ted.
I pointed to a figure standing on our porch. "There you are. Captured for eternity, quite the honor." Nona leaned closer. The smile. It was true. And soon I felt bad for bringing her out of the classroom. What I had taken for a smile from a distance was more of a sneer. The lips curled up. Marv had captured the smirk of a villain, the queasy mischief of a confirmed killer. Well, Marv isn't exactly. A scream interrupted us both and we ran for the classroom. Annie was lying on the floor, the suitcase propped up on the desk before her. "It bit me."
Dark Shadows is a Big Finish production.